Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And with all of that, we say happy Friday morning to everybody out there. And yes, the Miami Heat wrapped it up. I kind of felt right before the half, the way they were kind of dragging a little bit, and the 76ers were in big trouble in the second half, and they were, by the way, it ended up 99-90, and it wasn't really that close. It was 92-72 with about 5 minutes left. And Jimmy Butler and his buddies, man, just continue to get it done. First one to make the conference finals. Now we'll wait to see, as we predicted, and watch Milwaukee and Boston just beat the crap out of each other and see what happens for their game six that's coming up tonight. So they do it again, man. Sixth time in 12 years. I didn't realize that one. That one got me. You talk about winning. Sixth time in 12 years, wow. They're going to the Eastern Conference Finals. God, that's just
pretty impressive.
It's incredible when you think that you're in the Final Four that many times. Just amazing what they've done. So a really nice story what they've been able to do. Jimmy Butler has just been fantastic, and it was, by the way, a very aggressive Jimmy Butler. Ended up taking 29 shots last night, made 13 of them, ended up with 32 points, but was going to make sure, and he put a lot of that team on his back. As you look around, and everybody had nice little games, but it was a Jimmy Butler night. Strus again for a second game in a row was also really good. But that wasn't even the best part of the whole thing for me. Yeah, number one, you want your team to move on, Zach. Eddie, good morning to you, brother.
Right.
Got to say, Eddie's filling in here. We've had everybody's brother in here, and Eddie gets in here early, man. We respect it. So thank you so much, bud, for being with us this morning, man. That's it's good stuff. On a Friday, you know, you can't mess up a Friday,
nope.
Right, Eddie?
Said that to him right
That's
before.
That's right, man. You don't ever let anybody mess up the Friday. It's too beautiful out there.
I asked
there.
Him how he's doing. He goes, I'm doing good. I go, helps that it's Friday, right?
No, he's listen, Eddie's a real positive dude,
I know,
man.
He is.
He's got a great attitude. We're going to get him to talk, though, and get that mask off
Once
and talk
in a while,
to us a little
right,
bit back
right.
there. Keep everybody out of your space back there, man.
Right,
we're going to keep
right.
you safe, Eddie. So it wasn't so much about the Heat and the Jimmy Butler show, which, by the way, I mean, he has been fantastic. Like he said, there's nothing, as I told Joel Embiid, his friend, there's nothing like finding your true home, like the perfect place for you to be so people don't think you're cancer and you're toxic on every team you go to. And then there's the Joel Embiid story. I don't know what you guys – what do you think of Joel Embiid overall? I'm just curious.
I mean, good, really good player. I don't know what to really think of him sometimes, because there are nights where he looks unstoppable out there. And obviously he's been banged up for this series and banged up right before the series. And I don't know what to think. Is he an MVP candidate? Yes.
Okay.
Did he play like it the last couple games? Not really.
No, he didn't play great last night. But I wasn't even talking about that part of Joel Embiid.
Just as a person in general?
I just think any guy that constantly throws everybody under the bus, when you shoot 7 for 24,
right.
you don't – I don't
Look
know, man.
Right.
Last time I checked, when you go 7 for 24, I don't care how injured you are, if you play, you play. And you decide – and James Harden is – I mean –
He's toast.
His game, I don't even know how you sign him for a year or two for a max, whatever, $50 million you can give him, because that game, as Joel Embiid did say, this is not the guy we signed up. This is not the Houston James Harden. That's not who he is anymore. Like, his game is not that guy.
Joe, can you imagine giving this guy a four-year, $220 million deal? $240 million deal?
And I'll tell you why, Zach. The guy took nine shots.
Right.
He was a coward last night. He was a basketball coward.
It's incredible.
Last night, he had 11 points in the first half, and he had 11 points in the game.
Right.
0 second half points. You can tell me about how good he is, and you can tell me about his ball skills and games he can have. And there's nobody that can defend. He's just lost it. Now listen, for whatever reason, he's not even close to Houston Harden.
No.
As everybody's, we always like to match up letters there. Houston Harden is long gone. The MVP guy is, that's not even the same guy right there. That's got to be a fake out there because he's gone. But saying that, and I get Joel Embiid is coming off a great regular season, but you can't go 7-for-24 and have 20 points in the biggest game and shoot like that. And he had his head down like a lot of other guys. They knew they were toast last night. I think they realized in the first half, it was like, oh, damn, man, we're down a point, and we thought we played pretty good there, and then they hammered them pretty good. Like I said, it was a 20-point game there with about 5 minutes left. But, yeah, it's and then Joel Embiid goes on. It's incredible. And, by the way, I liked it. It made me feel good. I felt like I was part of it for all the compliments he gave the ownership, talked about Pat Riley, the coaching staff, the players. They play winning basketball. They've got toughness we don't have. They compete like we don't do. He started talking about Tucker. He started talking about different guys. Like, we need a guy like that, man. He doesn't have to have a lot of points, but he's just a tough, strong. We don't have those kind of guys.
They did, though. They gave him away. And the Heat now are the spoils are going to the Heat. It's Jimmy Butler.
Well, he mentioned that too.
Right.
Why isn't Joel Embiid still on this team? Or why Joel Jimmy, Embiid yeah. said why isn't Jimmy Butler still on this team? It was pretty interesting. One thing about Joel Embiid, I don't mind. Listen, man, when you're a great player, especially today, everybody yaps. But if you're gonna throw out truth and honesty, you better make sure your game is the truth.
Absolutely.
And if it's not, I don't know about you guys, but if I go 7-for-24, and listen, I would have been pissed at James Harden too. I mean it. Like, wait a second, man. You're James Harden. You are, from what you've done, our second best offensive player, and you take nine shots in a game where we need you at home, and you have 11 points in the first half, and that's it. You don't score again in 43 minutes. And he decides he wants to be John Stockton making perfect passes there, man. I just
no, it's not going to work.
So anyway, they got some problems.
I can't imagine what we would be like this morning in the opposite kind of realm of this if Jimmy Butler in the second half took two shots. It went 0-2 in the second half.
And they lost. Yeah.
And, you know, I just can't imagine. And I was thinking about, because we said it the other day, wanting to be in Philly sports radio to see what it sounds like. I can't imagine what today is like. How could anyone in Philadelphia, those guys that wrote those weird tweets
stupid. Don't give those time of day.
What I'm saying is, how could any of those guys who either cover the team or in the media or anyone up there in that city can come out and say today, tomorrow, or in the next week, we have to re-sign James Harden. Like, we got to bring him back. I don't know how.
Outside of the trade that made him look
Yeah, we spoke to Gelty, and he said, you have to bring him back. You gave up too much. You put in too much. You gave up first-round picks. I don't even care at this point. What has James Harden brought to this team since he's been there?
We don't know how it's going to end up for Brooklyn because there's still an upside if Ben Simmons gets his act together.
Correct.
But James Harden... like, you're not going to get your fastball back.
No.
That fastball, that old 96-mile-an-hour fastball is not coming back.
He's in middle relief now.
It's an 85-mile-an-hour fastball.
He's in middle relief.
So it's just a different situation for sure. So anyway, that was kind of all the drama and stuff, and it is just so nice to go from watching a dysfunctional team and a coach telling everybody what a great coach he is and what he's done, and like, Doc, probably not a great night to do that right. for a second straight game when your guys don't do much for you. But and then you've got something that runs. And it was so nice. Joel Embiid really broke it down, like from Pat Riley down. It's just everything is smooth. They know what they're doing. They buy in. There's a toughness. They outcoached us. They outplayed us. And I was like, wow, Joel Embiid, I mean, I wouldn't want to be your teammate, but I got to tell you, man, that stuff you're saying about Miami, we really appreciate that
right,
stuff.
Right.
It's kind of nice. Well, listen, we got that stuff going on. Panthers and Capitals, game six tonight. We won't always give priority to playoff stuff, but there was something else that jumped out last night and had everybody fired up. And the old NFL schedule came out. Everybody wanted to see primetime games. Everybody wanted to see, obviously, in your NFL city, what was going to happen. And so the NFL schedule is out, and we'll start with the Miami Dolphins and what they have. Yes, Finns open at home against the Patriots. The team they finished the season against, and by the way, they're favored by 3 already. I couldn't believe they put that up last night.
Of course.
That was amazing.
They have the first week and second week spreads, I think, out already.
So, anyway, and then Christmas Day at home against Green Bay, which kind of broke open yesterday. Aaron Rodgers will be down here to have Christmas with us. And then we've got a Sunday night football game.
We did it!
I don't know the last time. I can't remember last time we had a Sunday night football game. Home again, this is beautiful to hear, home again against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Thursday night football game, early in the season, fourth game of the year, Joe Burrow, but we go to Cincinnati, and we don't have any Monday night football games,
nope.
Which I was very surprised. If somebody would have said, I would have said, well, there's a much better chance we get a Monday night game than get a Sunday night game, and Monday night football said we'll pass on the Miami Dolphins.
It's all right. Give me Pittsburgh at home on a Sunday night football game, the homecoming of Brian Flores. Give me that on a Sunday night football
yeah,
game.
Yeah, no, Flores coming back, but it's not like he's
well,
coming
that's,
back.
No, but that's going to be the storyline. No, but there's going to be a storyline going into that. And what was the other thing you saw in the schedule? Because I thought the obvious towards the end of the schedule, you're at New England January 1st.
Oh, the cold weather games
at Buffalo,
the end of the year.
December 17th, 18th. You know, whatever that day
well,
is going to be.
Tua's going to get two. December 18th and January 1st.
Right.
He gets the Bills and New England. AFC's teams that you got to play late in the year, which happens a lot. They have to play here in the heat. Patriots and Bills will fill it. Bills will be down here for the third game. And by the way, when you look at the toughest games on the schedule, the most difficult games on the schedule, you got to go by history. And for me, it's a slam dunk. There's two teams that I look at that have just been real difficult for us to beat.
I think it's obvious. Baltimore's one of them.
Can't beat them on the road.
Right,
we beat them up pretty good last year, but on the road, I have just seen us get kicked around.
Right.
And so we go to Baltimore. And by the way, it'd be a warm one, not a cold one. We have been up there, and sometimes – when you get that physical Ravens team, that cold weather has not been a great thing for the Miami Dolphins. By the way, does it seem like it's always Patriots, Ravens, and Bills recently, early in the season,
yes.
are the teams that
yes.
that we play? And does it seem like we've been playing the Ravens every year? Because we have. Lamar Jackson had a perfect quarterback rating the first year.
Right, and that was in game one. So they just flip-flopped. They
right off the bat.
Right.
And then played them last year and kicked them around pretty good with that all-out blitz, and they just looked confused and just really made them look bad. And then the Buffalo Bills twice, who have beaten you 7 times in a row. For anybody driving in that doesn't know the history, that's over in the building, Josh Allen has beaten you 7
Jeez.
Out of the 8 times. I think we beat him either first time or second time his rookie year. And then after that, I'm not sure if it's the first game or second game, he has beaten us 7 times in a row, and you play him twice. And if you're getting to where you want to get to, you've got – you were perfect, by the way, last year in the AFC East. Mm. You go back, except you lost twice, and in one game, ass-kicked by the Buffalo Bills. So you got that, and yes, I'm with you. It is Baltimore on the road.
Right.
Has just given us fits through the through the years. It really has. So outside of that, it's a pretty interesting one. And the cold weather games we talked about yesterday.
Oh, you also got, don't forget, you also got your Joe Rose West Coast swing early December.
I told you that was going to –
I know you.
I told you, they were really
coming, right.
They were really pushing for that. Now, Listen, just because the team's pushing for it doesn't mean it's going to happen.
But you got it, early December, two weeks.
So that's a little self-serving, so I don't want to get into it.
Yeah, but I love it.
San Fran and then down south to the Chargers with the week in between, which means I'll be floating up to spend a little family time up there.
Right.
Going to be expensive. It will be an expensive
week
for sure, but because I already started getting phone calls last night.
Oh, I can imagine.
About early ticket request.
Well,
I said, hey, man, and it goes back to this every time. Like, they're not free now, brother. I don't mind getting them. I mean, they're free for some people, but they can't be free
for
families, friends,
and
somebody I went to high school with. Nah, those days are over. No more of that stuff.
Anything else pop out from the schedule at you? Because the only other one that popped out at me was the fact that you're going to play the Browns, you're going to get Deshaun Watson if he's not suspended.
Well, it's late enough that his suspension either could be done or they could push it. But, yeah, you get to see Deshaun Watson. By the way, the crazy number, 15 of the 17 quarterbacks. Of course, you're going to play some of those teams twice. I understand that. But of the games that you're going to play, 15 of 17 games, you've got first-round quarterbacks you're going to face.
Wow. Right.
And I was trying to come up because everybody, you know, by the time the Riders get done, man, there's nothing that you come in and you go, they got me. Oh, they got it. Because they've all been through the same thing. All right, we got to go to break. We do have a lot. And by the way, let me tell you who the big winner is in week one. The big winner out there. You have any idea who the big
I'm
winner
for
is?
This tease.
Well, it's a tease because when we come back, we're going to tell you the biggest winner in sexy week one. That when we come back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, welcome back here, and a happy Friday morning to everybody. And congratulations to Miami Heat moving on to the Eastern Conference Finals as they took down pretty easily there in the second half, although they made it a little bit closer. But at 99-90, but it was a 20-point game with 5 minutes left. Jimmy Butler leading away, a very happy Jimmy Butler, having his basketball team and a group of guys that like to play the game the right way. Before we get into my great tease here that I wanted to talk about, and Joel Embiid actually got me thinking about this last night, about getting professional teams, especially in today's climate, changes we've gone through with social media, wives getting involved now on social media, constant drama. One guy calls another guy out without even knowing he's doing it. And all the things that we see. And I was just looking at this Miami Heat thing that is drama-free. If we have a problem, we take care of it quickly. I'm sure they've had. Listen, when you're together all the time, doesn't matter if it's basketball or anything else, somebody's going to say something and the joke's not going to be funny. Somebody's going to say something about the way they're playing. Guys take jabs at each other, and sometimes guys don't take it well. And you have problems, little problems, but they go away quickly, as I've seen. But this thing runs about as smoothly, and I was trying to think of all the teams with everything going on and the media constantly trying to get inside stuff and speculation and stirring up some of this stuff. We do a good job of stirring up problems that don't even exist on teams. But this thing with the Miami Heat is the way, and I don't know if they're going to win it all. It has nothing to do with winning it all because they're basically successful every year when you talk about six times in 12 years going to the Eastern Conference Finals and you think about all the combination of players they've had to do it. But it just runs, for the most part, about as smoothly as any professional team in any sport.
Right.
And by the way, that means the front office where things leak out to up at top. It just, from the whole connection, without getting into all the pieces, and Andy's in there, and I know how important Andy is, and Andy's been with Pat for a long time, but just to basically go Mickey, and nothing against Nick, and Nick does own the team, and someday will own the whole damn thing, Mickey's son, but just the basic Mickey to Pat, to Eric, to the players, and I know there's a lot of other people make it happen. There's assistant coaches, but this is the way we do it. This is the way we handle it. There's one voice. There's one voice overseeing everything, Pat's, and there's one voice on the bench, Eric. And this is how we play. These are the tests we have. We think you got to be in shape. We take being in shape a little different than a lot of teams, and all that stuff. And it's just, name some other teams in professional sports that just seem to run smoothly every year. I got to give Belichick and the Patriots credit.
First thing that came to my mind was Patriots.
So whatever he does, whether you like it or not, he's too hands-on. But it's kind of a Riley thing, even though he's still the coach. But he runs it the way he wants and gets the kind of guys, whether you like the players, whether
right.
you think they're
– right.
He goes, I can win with these kind of guys. And so he'd be another one. But – no, I'm not just talking about a one-hit wonder. I'm talking about over
– consistency, right.
A decade or more of just doing it the right way. Sometimes boring to talk about on radio. It really – why don't you talk more about it? Well, what can we say? I mean, it's just –
they're a well-oiled machine that doesn't look like to have anything wrong with it at this point.
So anyway, and just in a great example of a team to end up, you know, for some teams it'd be a good year, but for the 76ers, just look, and more than Joel Embiid's injuries, and what ends up being, listen, can there ever be a situation we can look back and go, the Brooklyn-Philadelphia trade was just really bad as of right now for both teams? At least the Brooklyn side has a chance. Because maybe Ben Simmons can mentally and emotionally and physically get back to at least where he was at his best with Philadelphia. But you look at the James Harden thing and Joel Embiid thing and everything in between, and asking all those other guys that you thought were going to be really good, and they all pooped the bed here late in the playoffs. And it's just, And then you see all those guys, those development guys and those guys that weren't drafted, and they just kind of fit right in, and you just kind of go, oh, yeah, Max Strus had a couple good games there at the end. And if it's not him, and I know we're making a big deal about Duncan Robinson, but it's not a big deal to them. It's only a big deal to us
right. Because
they keep winning, and that's the most important thing. They're not sitting there worried about a $90 million contract right now and Duncan Robinson's feelings. I'm sure they're telling him good things like, hey, we're going to need you, stay ready. But that's as far as it goes. Like, there are no guarantees. Just be ready. And it's just refreshing, man. It is just very, very refreshing to see. And, again, congratulations to that organization going to Eastern Conference. And, by the way, the first ones to get to the conference finals. All right. So the other story. And God bless NBC, because they're going to kick off this season, and they have themselves one hell of a season to start with. NBC Thursday night kickoff game, the Buffalo Bills at L.A. against the Rams. And usually, if you haven't paid attention, the team that wins it all gets the Thursday night game at home for the big celebration, and then they try to get them matched up with a really good team. And Buffalo's pretty damn good. So Bills and Rams Thursday night kick the season off. And then Sunday night football, I think, is going to blow away the ratings of Bills and Rams. Tampa Bay at Dallas has just screaming, could be the highest ratings of the year, of the regular season. Tampa Bay at Dallas.
That could be. You're right.
Brady, by the way, as soon as Brady came back, everybody was scrambling in the networks to get – how many games can we have with Tom Brady? They went from probably not getting anything to he comes back, everybody's trying – they're fighting over him. They had fist fights with the networks trying to – that's an exaggeration radio special.
But they hit the max. The max was five.
So they end up getting that. But what a great start for NBC, man. However they do it, they get their Thursday and Sunday night games to start the year. They somehow put in a contract, they kick off, which, by the way, the kickoff of the season is going to be big, big numbers and a big win for NBC for sure. So,
what about the Monday night football game on week one, too?
I didn't see what it was.
Denver and Seattle.
Good game.
Russell Wilson heading back to Seattle.
It's not a great game, though.
I know that, but
Seattle's not very good.
No, but you still got the storyline there, Russell Wilson going back to Seattle.
So that's a big thing for the soap opera part of the schedules is how did it leave, and a great quarterback leaves his team and he'll go, but Seattle's
not very good.
I don't think Seattle's
going to be. Geno Smith, starting quarterback.
I don't think Seattle's going to be very good, just my opinion, but maybe they'll surprise some people in that division. So anyway, I would like to know what everybody thinks, 305-567-056. I'm not one to look at how good everybody is, but I will tell you I like the Miami Dolphins schedule a lot. I like it a lot. Like I said before, the only teams that have really Baltimore on the road has been a bitch. And Buffalo in general anywhere has pretty much, even though for a half we've had some really good has a football against them, really have, and dominated defensively. Had a bunch of three and outs, and we've seen Allen struggle against our defense. But in the big picture, when you see the final score, they beat us up pretty good for seven straight wins that they have. And you got to play them twice. And listen, it's gone now from you got to go through New England to now you got to go through Buffalo.
That's right.
So those are the tough games. And then we got a Christmas Day special. It is a Sunday anyway, but we get the first of three games. So Aaron Rodgers is going to share Christmas with us down here. Sunday night football, also going to be here with the Steelers. And Steeler fans are going, Dolphin fans, if you don't want your tickets, please let us know because we will be down there. We have no trouble taking off Monday.
Right.
And we will come down. And I think at one point we had three or four Pittsburgh Steeler bars down here to go to that everybody used to go
There's
to.
Still one by my house in Davie, yeah.
So they'll be nice and strong for that and travel very, very well for that game. So a lot of good stuff going on, but I don't know. I looked at it, and I did do the fan special. I did the Joe fan special.
Did you do win-loss, win-loss?
I did. I looked at it, and then I said, why do you do this? Because – there's so many unknowns. If you just look at teams, yeah, but how good are the Steelers going to be?
Great question.
What's going to happen with Deshaun Watson? Is he going to be back to where he hasn't played in a while? And will he be off of suspension? Will he be suspended? So you don't know that situation. And then the other game I'm really looking forward to seeing is Justin Herbert in year three after putting up Marino kind of numbers his first 2 years and going against Tua Tagovailoa out there on the West Coast. So it's kind of interesting to look at it, but I can't, you know, I look at it. You got Joe Burrow Thursday night in Cincinnati.
Well, you just stole it from me because I was going to say you got Burrow and Herbert in the same season. You got those three quarterbacks will always be linked to each other, and now you got them both this year and both on the road. Two is going to Cincinnati. Two is going to L.A. This will be on the road versus both these guys. It should be fun. It's going to be – I mean, obviously it gives you hope and it makes you excited for the season to see the schedule pop out.
But more importantly, instead of worrying about schedules, I'm just looking at our team, and it just looks like it's had a major upgrade.
Absolutely.
And now it's got to be coached up. I got to tell you, though, I did hear something. I did want to share. As I'm learning more about the head coach, and I like to share it because I think it's important for people because I went to a function last night, of course. And
what's new?
For work.
Right.
And so I got asked by three or four people, including both male and females last night, wanted to know about the coach first thing. It wasn't about Tua. They wanted to know, hey, what can you tell us about the coach? And I said, well, I haven't been around him that much, but he's a different kind of coach. He's got a different approach with his players. It's a different time. But the part that hasn't been talked about, we're in the off season. Now, they're getting ready to start rookie minicamp today. So you'll be hearing a lot about the couple of draft picks and a lot of rookie free agents. I think there's a total of like 38, wow. 35, 40 guys that they have in here. Some are basically on a tryout for even to be here, see if they're going to get invited back for the 90.
Right,
because there's a lot of rookie free agents looking for jobs. So those guys coming in, I heard that our coach works till 3 in the morning right now before he goes home, that he is at the office.
Wow.
That brain, and that smart brain. So I just want to let everybody know, I don't want anybody to think that you saw the Tua stuff and he's, you know, at a charity event and having some fun. Or if you see him at dinner with his wife, some people have seen him in Los Olas.
Oh, that he's not working? Come on.
But I got to tell you something, man. This guy's putting in serious, serious hours. And I'm always amazed, like, 3 in the morning in the off season? 3 in the morning watching tapes? Wow.
I like it.
Yeah, I stuck with me as I was driving home. And I was like, wow, that's pretty amazing. But
if you're a fan of the team, you're happy to hear that.
But I do get asked a lot about Mike, and I got to tell you, I mean, you see how the brain works because we saw it for about 30 minutes one day, but I don't know. And you know, everybody is kind of like, well, we got to see how it's going to work because he's got to be the head coach for the whole team. Think the offense and what he's doing with the offense is going to be, you know, if those guys can keep up with him, is going to be really fun to watch. I do. I'm drinking that Kool-Aid right now, extra sugar in there, cherry. That was a favorite as a kid,
right?
But I do want to see how he handles everything. You know, there's a lot of different parts, and we've had a lot of first time coaches, and things going on the defensive side of the ball. Guys coming in late. How do you handle it? You're going to have guys late,
of course.
I don't know how you break that. I mean, although you didn't hear a lot about it with Coach Flores.
Yeah, how did he break?
No.
How did he get to the bottom of that?
I don't know, but
you didn't have the Adam Gase board of who's late, right?
But you're going to have guys that will just, I'll just take it. I'm going to be late. And I was scared to death because the guy.
What was the fine for you guys being late?
It wasn't much. It wasn't much.
I mean, I know the money. Much. I know the money.
What are you going to find is $5,000 when you're making $35,000
no,
base?
I'm just thinking, was it like $200? Was it like $500?
I don't know.
I think you'd be more scared. Forget about that fine.
I got fined.
Shula.
I got fined one time. For Danny's first game in Pittsburgh, because my cousin was pitching for the Pirates.
Oh.
And I went over to see him, and he tells me I can't leave the house. There's a bunch of stuff going on with the federal government. Of course, it's got to be my family. So I go, what? He goes, I can't leave. You taxied over. I got to get you a taxi. I said, bro, I'm going to be late. We're pushing it right now. So I waited. The cab gets there late. So now I show up. Only time I was late. And he was, you know. Listen, it's like everything else. If you're late and you're really frigging good, you get a little bit more of a hall pass versus
right.
If you're Marino or somebody coming in, you're a little bit late. They kind of like they don't see you. But it was me.
You didn't tell Shula it was a federal government thing that made you.
No, he don't want to hear about that being part of my family either.
I don't want to make sure.
Like, I wish I could make some of this stuff up. You're going, you could look it up and you could probably put it all together. So, yeah, they got FBI agents around my cousin's house.
Cool.
And he's still pitching.
Right. Go hang
out. And so I go to his house to see him because we grew up together and he is my cousin. And then I end up being late. And then I got injured with my shoulder.
Oh, man.
And Shoes goes, you don't have – and we won the game. So now Shoes in a good mood
he's
on the bus.
He
goes,
right.
I'm not going to find you.
Wow. Wow.
Because he knew I was going to be out.
Well, I know that. That's the most interesting part
of
the story.
Like it was a weird will. It was a weird deal. He said, no.
You're good.
Not gonna. I went, huh? I was in a lot of pain. I barely heard him, but I did hear I'm going to save a few bucks. All right, we got to go to break here. We got a lot of stuff to get to here. We got another playoff game tonight. Tell me this hasn't been fun, man, huh? The Heat knocking it over to the Panthers. The Panthers knocking it back in game six tonight. Panthers looking to wrap that series up. Right now, though, I want to talk to you about your South Florida Chevy dealers here on a Friday morning. One hot SUV family, whether it's a small, midsize, or the big boy SUV. Boy, I love talking about your South Florida Chevy dealers and what they have put together for 2021 and now 2022. Boy, you talk about having the perfect SUV and all the things important to you and your family. We got them. Tahoes and Suburbans now got the brand new look. You've probably seen it and more space. And I sat in it yesterday because I had to go get some service done to my Tahoe. Man, I got to tell you, and the new ones, oh, God, they're nice. And the midsize SUV, the Traverse, plenty of space. So I said, well, it doesn't feel like a midsize SUV. And they go, stop it. It is. It is it's midsize SUV. We just got a lot of space in that bad boy. And then the smaller SUVs like the Trailblazer, the Blazer, and Equinox, plenty of style and substance. What do you feel most comfortable driving? Because we got a lot of special things going on in that SUV family right now. And how about the Silverado truck family? Strong, durable Silverado trucks. Now, you know, new is coming in slow. Used, we got plenty of. In really great shape for you. Stop by and fall in love in your South Florida Chevy dealers this weekend and get a great deal.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, welcome back here on a Friday. And again, congratulations to the Miami Heat moving on to the Eastern Conference Finals after taking care of, especially in the second half, taking care of the 76ers and that mess that they have. just think you could be that. And
right.
That'll give all those real smart sports guys up there that do it for a living a lot to talk about today in Philadelphia with their very passionate fans that were booing the hell out of them at the end of the game there.
I heard some Let's Go Heat chants in there also. In that
it's crazy.
Just imagine the last two games these guys played. When they look back at this season, games 5 and game 6, could you play it any worse?
They took their hearts away, man. I just think you got to a point, and those guys said it last night. They were just a better team. The coach said it. Embiid said it. They were just physical, more aggressive. And he stopped and he goes, they're just a better team. I mean, we can't say we got robbed or anything else or I didn't play. They just kicked our ass. That's pretty much what he said. Of course,
he's right, though.
You got Joel Embiid, who goes 7-for-24. I don't care if you're injured or not. You played. He goes 7-for-24, and he's ripping James Harden, who didn't score in the second half.
Two shots.
But I'm like, hey, man, I appreciate that Harden's not even close to what he was. And the guy you thought you were getting was going to be the Houston Harden, as they call it now. And it's not. He's not an MVP. Hell, he's not even an all-star right now, that guy playing. And he decided he wanted to try to get 20 assists last night. Can you imagine James Harden, who, by the way, has got to know that contract's come up. Like, yeah, man, 4-for-9. You took 9 shots. That's just who we want to give $50 million a year to. You're just that guy after they made the trade, too, because had to have him, man. It was going to be a big upgrade. It was going to work. And then there's Joel Embiid, who didn't have a great game, and he's talking crap about everybody else. I don't know. Last time I checked, if you're a quarterback, you can't go 5-for-30 and then start ripping everybody else around you, man. Just maybe need to look at yourself. And
hurt or not, he played 44 minutes. You know, like it's not like the guy played 18 minutes because he just couldn't do it. He couldn't last. His legs wouldn't, you know, hold up. He played the most amount of minutes for his team last night. The first thing he should have said when he walked out to that press conference was, I wasn't good enough and the team wasn't good enough. Not, hey, Harden's got to get better. This guy's got to play better. We got to play better.
Well, he was asked about Harden. So I want to start with that.
Okay.
Like, so we don't sound like we don't know the whole story. They asked him because James Harden right now is a hot topic. Because he hasn't played well, and he's got a big drop-off in his game. But the media did ask him. They went, hey, what's your take on James Harden? Because they know they're going to get a brutally honest answer of what he thinks about him instead of taking the old teammate, which I'd appreciate. I mean, if I'm bad and I have a bad game and I've had him, I always appreciate when Marino doesn't come out or somebody I was playing with that was really good and say, that guy sucked. He killed us today. It was his game to have a great game, his matchup, and he killed us. I know it. I know it 40 years later.
Right.
And so
you don't need to throw it in your face.
And
like
James
that.
Harden, he can be as cool and quiet as he wants. He knows. I don't care how big your ego is. I don't care if you don't have mirrors at home that can look right at you and tell you the truth. Your ass knows how good you are or how good you're not.
Right.
I know when I leave and I go, ooh, that was a brutal 4-hour show. I wouldn't wish that on anybody to have to listen to that. I'm sorry. I said I'm sorry to myself, but yeah, and as I'm leaving. Anyway, we've got a lot of stuff here on a Friday to get to. The Panthers going to try to follow the Heat and finish off the Capitals tonight on the road. We got the NFL schedule out as well, and we got a little surprise two ways. No Monday night football game, but we got a Sunday night football game, and it's at home against one of the most popular teams on our schedule, the Pittsburgh Steelers. And for Christmas, which is on a Sunday, we've got the Green Bay Packers. Aaron Rodgers is going to be our gift coming down here. The MVP will be here for that game. And so a lot of crazy stuff going on. We got a Thursday night football game as well against Joe Burrow in Cincinnati in week 4 at Cincinnati. So, and then I know the Dolphins wanted this, and they got it. They got their back-to-back West Coast game, so they're gonna stay out there. On behalf of the Dolphins, they're going to stay out there. And because we had success just a few years ago.
Right.
And it worked out great. And I think at the time, I'm guessing you probably saved some. I don't know if you save money or not, but
instead
of flying back and forth.
Right.
But I think some of that stuff, and Adam Gase did a great job with that, man. Let me tell you, Adam Gase that week did a real good job getting it. And, of course, they won both games. If you go back, they beat the Rams and they beat the Chargers.
That was early in the season, right? Was that an early part of the season when you guys
can't
were
remember.
Out there?
Yeah. Can't remember.
Because I think that was the trip where
but I got to tell you, it was like a vacation
the
during the week.
The linebacker tried to go home.
Tennis courts.
Yeah.
It was crazy. Yeah.
I think
actually,
that was when Timmons tried to go home, didn't it? During that trip? Or he didn't show up for the flight?
I
think that's what it was.
I did show up when they're all looking at each other and going, our linebacker
right.
went AWOL.
He flew back to Pittsburgh.
They caught him at the airport, and he was going home.
Right.
Going, great. Great pickup for $10 million a year.
He wants to
go
home.
The guy for the Steelers who still had plenty left in the tank.
Sure.
He was gone.
Sure
he checked out before the opener. Yeah, we're on the field.
That was a weird, crazy
time. Listen, we're a little bit behind. We got a lot of stuff to get to. By the way, we're going to throw you a little curveball. I need a little Larry Bluestein. We're in getting towards the end of high school spring football. Larry Bluestein is going to join us coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. We're going to throw a little something else in here. We got a really good class, 2023 class, the next recruiting class. And we are loaded with talent down here. We're going to get caught up with Blue, talk a little bit about some of our top teams. That's all coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, so stay with us. We'll be back in a moment.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameDay, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.